You're listening to the radio.
This is the radio.
We are listening to
WMFO
in
Medford.
It is
7:01:23.
Yeah. A.M. Just in case you were confused about whether it's the P.M.
It's the morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What are we listening to? What show?
This show is called Lazy Clogs. My name is Nina.
I'm Emma.
There we go.
Hi. Welcome. Great.
Do you want to play a musical thing?
Yep. I'm going to play a little musical tune from Nina.
Please do.
Welcome back.
This is a radio show.
Yeah. that we're on right
we're
now.
We're doing it right now. Currently it's happening. Yeah.
What song did we just hear?
That song was by Brandy, and it was called Sunny Day.
Any guesses to what our theme is, listeners?
You guessed it. Gardening.
Our theme is gardening.
Nicely done.
You need sunlight to grow for that photosynthesis thing.
Precisely. A nice sunny day is great for gardening. Yeah. Great for plant growth. If it's really sunny, maybe you want to like wear a hat and some sunscreen.
Yeah, definitely.
Get yourself in the garden in the shade, perhaps, if you have a nice tall tree overlooking your yard.
Yeah.
Some things.
Also, if you're growing plants indoors and then you move them to outdoors, you have to like bring them outside for a little bit every day so they can get used to the sun before you move them outside.
What? Really?
Like, so they don't get sunburned.
Plant baby.
So you can like build up their resistance.
Wow, that's great.
Because they like have indirect sunlight in greenhouses.
And then they need to like test it out and then like, no, okay, yep.
I wish
and then either.
That happened for me. Just kidding, it did. I went outside sometimes.
And then, like, also we're inside sometimes.
Just kidding. Yeah. It's a morning.
No, you're doing a great job.
And I like that song that we just heard.
Yeah.
Should we play some more tunes?
Yeah, let's do that. Do you want to do some or I can?
I can play a tune.
Please.
So the reason I feel like this is the theme we chose is because we've both been gardening lately. And
that's true.
I feel like sometimes it's nice to just, like, bop a cool beat. While you're gardening.
While you're bopping a beet. So. You have a vegetable, like the beet vegetable, and then you bop it, and then you're also listening to beets, and you're bopping.
That was a good one. Alrighty, I'm going to play it too. So I told a lie.
Maybe me and you should go and run away. And I don't believe in love at first sight. But after seeing you, baby, maybe I might. Cause when you walk by, I knew you were my type. The apple of my eye, higher than a kite. Okay, alright, I know that was kinda corny, but I'm just warming up. Look at you, all dolled up. Look at me, getting caught up. Going down, yeah, shout up. Hopefully you got a number I can call up. And if you do, girl, that'd be super. Chicks hot, but you're so much cooler. And I was hoping she would give me a chance. She walked by and didn't give me a glance. Damn.
I told her like, ooh, baby, I'm so amazed by everything that you do.
So I told her like,
yeah. I said, girl, what you doing on the weekend? And she said, I don't even know, depends. But you're the one that I've been seeing in my dreams, and maybe we can get together in the evening. I know we just met, but fate I believe in. I know the spot where the stars just peek in. If love is deep, I'll put both feet in. Show me where the sea is, I'll be in the deep end. Your beauty got me sinking. Got me saying all this shit without thinking. I probably sound like I spent the night drinking. Are these the lines that I'm always repeating? But it's the heart on my sleeve. I wanna know if yours might have a spare key. But if your heart breaker, then please spare me. Damn, she was apparently.
I told her like, ooh, baby, I'm so amazed by everything that you do.
So I told her like,
I told her we should keep.
You're looking like you're in flight. Pretty voice, put a ribbon on your windpipe. Silly girl, you've been playing with me all night, but we could work it out. I've been on my gym hype.
Yeah, I heard you had a boyfriend and stuff, and I was just calling to tell you that it's cool, cause my other girlfriend got one too. So I told her like,
ooh, baby, I'm so amazed by everything that you do. I told her like, I'm talking about love.
Ladies and Clogs.
It is 716 WMFO. We're in Medford.
Yeah.
Nice. That was enthusiastic.
What songs did we hear, Emma? So we heard a song called Crickets by Drop City Yacht Club and Jeremy. I'm not sure about the pronunciation of that name. I'm sorry for messing it up, possibly. But that song is called Crickets, and crickets are lucky, and they're good for gardens, probably. Like, I feel like they're outside. So I have not personally seen any in my garden this year, which is interesting. Not really.
Is there a cricket season, perhaps?
Yeah, I was wondering about that. I feel like maybe spring or late summer. I feel like you can hear them when you're outside. So that's one that we heard. And then the other that we heard was The Gardener by The Tallest Man on Earth. And
it you.
I'm a gard. I'm not the tallest man on earth, but
you're
I
the
am
gardener.
The gardener. A gardener.
You're the gardener.
Well, thank
Emma's like in control of the garden, just to clarify for everyone else. Like, Emma rules the palace of the garden.
With my co-leader, Morgan.
Yeah, well, the two of you are the rulers of the garden realm.
And anyone is welcome.
Okay. So you want to, you know, bring any chickens or whatever.
But yeah, so we're just going to keep on going with some gardening.
Keep going.
Yeah, do you want to play a tune?
Yeah, please.
Okay, here you go.
We know when you get out.
Centipedes, mumbling, nigger-rich philosophies, and probably nothing more than a statistical anomaly. They say I think I'm enlightened. I wasted a daydream on a pipe bomb, a pipe dream of neoprene and nylon, holding caliber on Black Wall Street's front lawn. I'm the wrong king hat to front on. You dingbats walk wrong with no sense of dignity. My father will hear this and ask, what's gotten into me? Not sure how I answer that question. This sounds far too majestic for me. I'm a modest man, I don't wear the color purple. Drape myself in saffron, focus on being hopeful. Keep a couple sprigs of rosemary and jasmine. Eating passion fruit, plotting the fruits of my passions. I was a passenger in an accident that shouldn't have happened. Now I replay that scene's disaster to find the magic. Black Pokemon trainer, call me Brock. I'm in the garden wearing my dad's diabetic socks. I'm in the garden and it's a breakdown again. I'm in the garden breaking down again, breaking down again.
Ladies and Clogs.
Gardening.
On.
The garden. WMFO in the garden.
In Medford. What songs did we just hear?
The first song we just heard was called Plant Boy, and that's by Britt O'Brien. And then we also heard a song called Garden, which is by Kings, featuring Christopher Porterfield and Milo. And those are both songs that are plant and garden related.
Mm-hmm.
Plant Boy. Garden. I like them both.
They're nice. A question.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite plant to garden? Like to tend to in a garden? I was thinking, I don't have an answer to that. But like, I feel like there's some that you're like, oh yeah, like I'm excited to garden this today.
I don't know if I have a favorite one. So I've been doing a lot of gardening recently, working for this person who has a big yard in the Somerville area who wanted some gardening help, and I was like, I will help you garden. Great. And so I've been doing a lot of weeding for her, and one of the things that she has a problem with is she has all these Lily of the Valley flowers, which have just like taken over.
Oh.
So like they're nice, but they're like everywhere in amongst like the herbs she's trying to grow and stuff like that. So I was weeding some of those out of some of these areas. So maybe not my favorite, but one that I am at this point intimately acquainted with. Like funny. Digging their very complicated root systems out of the ground.
Oh, yeah. It's hard when I feel like the definition of a weed is so like, you know what it is when you're trying to like get it out from around your garden, but also some of the times I love those things.
Yeah, I think like everyone decides what a weed means to them.
Yeah.
Was a sentence I struggled to say, but I stand by.
It could mean different things to different people. Mm-hmm. Like one time I was working in a farm and mint became a weed. there's so much of it. And mint is really good for a lot of things. And it's got really mint pretty spreads, purple though. Flowers. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it does, it spreads. So it was a weed technically, but mm-hmm. I liked collecting some of it once it was weeded, because I was like, hey, this is a weed, but also I can take it because yeah. So it worked out for me.
That works very well.
Weeds are in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah, I was also trying to get that one to come out, but I was struggling a little bit as well.
I hope you got my meaning.
We tried.
Mm-hmm. Okay, is it time for
Tune Time by Emma?
It's gonna come for you. Bye.
Baby, I like your style.
Grips on your waist, front way, back way. You know that I don't play. Street's not safe, but I never run away. Even when I'm away. OT, OT, there's never much love when we go OT. I pray to make it back in one piece. I pray. That's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Baby, I like your style.
Strength and guidance. All that I'm wishing for my friends. Nobody makes it from my ends. I had to bust up the silence. You know you gotta stick by me. Soon as you see the text, reply me. I don't wanna spend time fighting. We got no time, and that's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me.
Take it slow.
Time.
Hello.
Welcome back to the radio. You were always here. Welcome back to our voices on the radio.
Our voices are back now.
We just heard the song One Dance by Drake, Wizkid, and Kyla, and that's on the album Views.
Mm-hmm.
And a garden is just a great view to see during the day. Also, the real reason I chose that song was because I really have been dancing to it for like the past week
in the garden, perhaps.
Sometimes, yeah, I feel like in the garden when you're like watering the whole garden or something, you just like need to be kind of dancing while you're doing that, because otherwise it can get a little tedious just to be like holding the hose. You gotta like make a little dance.
I see you with like a trowel in one hand, like boogieing amongst the raised beds.
Yeah, check me out in the garden if you want to see that. You don't have
swing
to.
By.
The other song we heard was Hold My Hand by Jess Glynn. And hands are really important for the garden because that's what you use usually to like put stuff in and to like pat down the soil. And so they should be cherished. And so people should hold each other's hands. So my abstract garden songs. But should we play We Will Read to You a PSA?
We will play a song.
Well, I was trying to say play a PSA, but I was like, those aren't the right words. I'm in tune mode.
Yeah, so. I'm going to use my actual voice for this one. You're all welcome for that one.
Yeah, here we go.
Okay, don't drink and drive PSA. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Brief and important.
Yeah.
Concise and always relevant.
Yeah, everyone be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Out on the road.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, do you want to play a tune?
I would love to. The Garden. Let's go.
So, will you go if the weight of your home it grows heavy and old, and leave, I suppose, for the ease it affords you to walk down the road in the dirt, where your heart's built in the dirt, where your heart's built in the dirt, where your heart's built. Would it pain you to know that this body I borrowed is wearing quite thin, 'cause I stood there for days, let the hot summer rain work it, washing my skin in the dirt, where your heart's built. The dirt, lay your hearts filled to the dirt, lay your hearts filled. Honey, I told you that I knew why you were leaving, and baby, the birds knew. That's why they never would stop screaming. And honey, I scolded you and said that I was so damn sick of all of the dirt. The dirt, lay your hearts filled to the dirt, lay your hearts filled. And sometimes on us these hopes, until they were brewed in the wildest children. Sometimes I home. Don't mistake these for the bonds which I owe.
porch on a summer afternoon, in a straight back chair on two legs, leaned against the wall. Watched the kids playing with June bugs on a string, and chased the glowing fireflies when evening shadows fall. In my Tennessee mountain home, life is as peaceful as a baby's sigh. Along the lane, their fragrance makes the summer wind so sweet. And on a distant hilltop, an eagle spreads its wings, and a songbird on a fence post sings a melody. Just laughing, talking, making future plans. And when the folks ain't looking, you might steal a kiss or two, sitting in the porch swing holding hands. In my Tennessee mountain home, life is as peaceful as a baby.
Hello.
Welcome back to Ladies and Clogs.
We're still gardening in our hearts and not in the studio.
In our minds, mm-hmm. with our memories.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. All of those things.
And dreams about our future.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What's part of your future? Is it a Tennessee mountain home?
I hope so. Honestly, yeah. The songs that we just heard. That was one of them. That was well done. The first one, though, I'm going to go back and then I'm going to come back again.
Yeah.
That was a confusing way to say that. The first song we heard was called Dirt by Sadie Price. Dirt, I think, is like a pretty key part of a garden, although there are definitely like water, gardens, air, rock. Plants, rock, terrain, depending on your like climate, lots of things to think about. But in my gardening experiences, dirt is key. I like sitting in the dirt and weeding, and then you stand up and you're really dirty.
Can I just give a shout out to dirt? Dirt is awesome. I feel like when you have your hands in the soil and you're just like planting something in the earth, that is such a grounding, good feeling. Like, so nice.
That was punny and also like genuinely beautiful. Just for everyone out there listening, Emma's face is just this like pure earnest, like such a great, like you really, she means what she says.
I really do. Cool.
Yeah, and then the second song we heard, as you mentioned, is called My Tennessee Mountain Home, and that's by Dolly Parton. Who else?
No one.
And that's a song that I have been listening to a lot as I've been gardening, because I will be honest and say that, like, as I've been gardening in the last few weeks a lot, I've also almost entirely been listening to Dolly Parton.
That's like a pretty much honestly that you just said, and a beautiful life.
Yeah, and I like think the song is really beautiful.
It really is. Yeah, I feel like also that would be such a dream to just have a garden in like a mountain home when you're sort of secluded, mm-hmm. but you have like plants and like some selected people that you've invited into mm-hmm. your home. Mm-hmm. It's my yeah. life that I would like.
The dream.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe Dolly Parton could also just be like there singing in the background yeah. too.
An idea that we had a minute ago was Dolly Parton for Spring Fling next year.
Anyone who's listening that has that power.
Listeners, please, help. Please make it happen. Begging you. But yeah. Do you want to play some songs, Emma?
I really do.
Please okay. proceed.
Here we go. This is for you, listeners.
This is for you, Dolly.
When we were younger, we thought everyone was on our side. Then we grew a little and romanticized the time I saw flowers in your hair. It takes a boy to live, takes a man to pretend he was there. So then we grew a little and knew a lot, and now we demonstrated it to the cops. And all the things we said, we were self-assured. 'Cause it's a long road to wisdom, but it's a short one to being ignored. My eyes, me and my heart, me and my eyes, I, me and my heart. So now I think that I could love you back, and I hope it's not too late, 'cause you're so attractive in the way you move. I won't close.
Hello.
That was kind of beautiful.
That was nice. We can work on like intro harmonies a little more.
We should. I never even thought of that as a concept until right now, but I like it.
Here we are. New ideas. Big ideas.
We also just heard a lot of songs.
Songs. What were they?
Oh, I'll start. First we heard Flowers in Your Hair by Lumineers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I want in my life.
While you're like gardening, you can put a flower in your hair.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And just like spinning around in circles mm-hmm. in the garden.
Yep.
And then the other song we heard was Scarlet Begonias, 2015 Remastered Edition by The Grateful Dead. And scarlet begonias are something that I do not have in my personal garden, but I like the idea of flowers mm-hmm. in a garden.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're in spirit.
Nice.
I like the song too, so that helps mm-hmm. me.
That helps.
What other song did we hear?
The third song we heard was called First Love / Late Spring, which mm-hmm. is by Mitski. And I was thinking that it is currently late spring, perhaps even early summer. Mm-hmm. I think it's maybe early summer now yeah. that it's June. Okay, so it was late spring, now it's early summer. Prime gardening time. First love are the plants.
Yeah, when was Bam. The first time you fell in love with the plants?
I don't even remember. So long ago, every minute of every day.
Yeah. I think mine was sixth grade.
Nice. Yeah. Do you remember a specific moment?
Well, that's when I started going outside more. I had to. Mm. I went to a camp mm-hmm. With my class, and we like slept outside, and that was my first like really outdoor experience. So,
and you were like, "Wow, this is great.
This is the best."
Yeah.
So I was mm-hmm. nervous before because nature can be really scary and powerful, but it's just beautiful.
Also amazing.
Yeah, you just gotta go out there and explore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, and with that, on that note, I think we're going to kind of call it an hour mm-hmm. and get out of here. It's 7:57. You're listening to WMFO.
In Medford. It's 7:57 still.
Currently still.
You've been listening to Ladies in Clogs. We'll be back here next week.
Thank you for listening.
Same time. Yeah,
please come listening. Back again.
Yeah. Do you want to play a tune to carry us out?
Sure. This last cool. song is going to be by the Fleet Foxes, the song Sun mm-hmm. It Rises, because... also essential in a garden, sun. Also lovely in a garden, sunlight. Sun rises, plants grow.
Also, the sun has just risen on this day, so everyone go out and enjoy your gardens.
Have a great morning.
Yes, goodbye.
Bye.
Red squirrel in the morning, red squirrel in the evening, red. Day.